Hartelijk. Dag Jeroen, wat leuk om er te zijn.
Nou, wij vinden het geweldig dat u er bent.
Oh, wat fijn.
Kijk, en alle pieten zijn mee.
Sinterklaas, or Saint Nicholas, has arrived in the Netherlands, more specifically in the picturesque town of Dokkum. It's great to be back in the Netherlands, he says. And thousands of singing spectators, many of them children, agree. Saint Nicholas is on horseback, an old man, dressed as a bishop with a white beard and wearing a long red cape. According to tradition, he's arrived from Spain and is accompanied by an extensive team of helpers. They're dressed in colorful costumes and their skin is painted black, with big red lips and afro-style wigs. Saint Nicholas's arrival in the Netherlands is eagerly awaited each year, but this year's live televised event was overshadowed by tensions. That's because his black peat helpers are usually played by white people in makeup. The black peat character has its origins in the 19th century. In 1863, slavery was abolished in the former Dutch colonies of Suriname and the Dutch Antilles. A children's book at that time, called Saint Nicholas and His Servant, portrays Black Pete as a Moor, who accompanies Saint Nicholas on his annual journey from Spain. Now, more than 150 years later, activists say it's time for a change. They claim that Black Pete embodies negative stereotypes of black people during the colonial era and should be banned. There's been opposition to Black Pete for some time, but this year the debate has heated up. Saint Nicholas's arrival in Dokkum was marred by protests by a group called Kick Out Zwarte Piet or Kick Out Black Piet. Tensions ran high when buses carrying the protesters were blocked by cars of Black Piet supporters on a key highway outside the town. Some of those supporters were described as right-wing extremists. Police intervened and the activists continued their journey until the mayor, Marga Waanders, finally stopped their protest.
Dan is dus echt de veiligheid in het geding.
We had security concerns for the people in Dokkum, for the demonstrators and the people behind the blockades. That's why we had no other option than to withdraw the permission for the anti-Black Piet protest.
Jerry Afri of the Kick Out Black Piet group was furious.
The authorities have to ensure that our voices can be heard. But if they don't do that, then there are no words to describe my feelings. It's more than just a scandal.
The Denk Party, or Think Party, established by two politicians of Turkish origin, have now demanded a Black Piet debate in parliament. Its representative, Tunahan Kusu, told Dutch legislators,
levensgevaarlijke situaties, kop- en staartbotsingen, voetgangers op de snelweg.
There were accidents, injuries and people walking on the highway. But the police didn't detain anyone. Instead, they even threatened to arrest anti-Black Piet activists on charges of incitement. The minister should explain why the authorities didn't detain anyone and are bowing to far-right extremists.
So far, there isn't enough support in Parliament for the requested Black Piet debate. The government says it respects the rights of the anti-Black Piet protesters to demonstrate, but that it's up to local authorities to decide whether a rally can take place. But the United Nations has lent its support to opponents, saying the Black Piet character and Saint Nicholas promote discriminatory practices and stereotypes.
Daar wordt aan de deur geklopt, hard geklopt, zacht geklopt. Daar wordt aan de deur geklopt, wie zou dat zijn?
Critics also point to racist songs about Black Piet. One of them has lyrics like, "Don't worry, my child, I'm a good friend, because although I am black as soot, my intentions are good." In response to the controversy, some supermarkets are distributing alternative songs that no longer refer to Piet as black. But this has upset traditionalists. According to a recent opinion poll by Dutch television, 92% of Dutch people want to keep Black Piet in his present form. Parents supporting the festivities tell their kids that Piet is black because he climbs down chimneys to put chocolates and other goodies into children's shoes. They express mixed feelings about the controversy.
Ik hoop dat de discussie klaar is, want Zwarte Piet moet gewoon blijven.
I hope this discussion has ended. Black Piet has existed for hundreds of years, and only a few people want to stop this. I think this is nonsense.
Ik vind het een hele goede discussie. Ik vind dat Zwarte Piet.
I think it's an excellent discussion. Black Piet is a racist stereotype, so we must talk about that. And it will take time, but we have to find a new way of doing this.
But the arguments can turn nasty. Several people have been attacked or threatened. They include high-profile parliamentary candidate Sylvana Simons, a black former television presenter and vocal Black Piet opponent. She recently filed a police complaint after four men dressed as Black Piet went to her home and threw peppercorns and a disturbing poem in her letterbox.
Ik heb één keer op televisie gesproken over mijn gevoelens met betrekking.
I publicly expressed my opinion about Black Piet in 2015 and explained what it means for people who look like me or those who don't. When four men then chose to come to my door dressed as Black Piet, I feel that's intimidation and a provocation.
She also says that extremists dressed as Black Piet entered a school telling children of different ethnic backgrounds to go back to their country. But a poll of 900 children found that 9 out of 10 aren't happy with the controversy, saying the quarrel spoils the party. Elements of the Sinterklaas celebrations have been adopted in the US and elsewhere to become Santa Claus and his Christmas elves. In the Netherlands, though, St. Nicholas and the spirit of giving are celebrated at the beginning of December. And despite the controversies, many Dutch people hope it remains that way for some time to come. Stefan Bos, DW, Amsterdam.